Well, hello everyone. It's your girl Taya, and I'm back. All right, so if you're here right now, that means that you more than likely have been here for cups 1 through 4. And if you haven't, we don't judge. But this is cup 5, Virgo's Groove. And for those who aren't aware, I am doing 6 shows in 6 days, 6 cups of tea. In honor of the 3rd anniversary of my first book, A Fresh Cup of Tea, No Sugar, I'm spilling some tea that is not in the book, and also I am tea. So let's go. So as I just said a few seconds ago, this is cup 5, and it is called Virgo's Groove. Now, if you've been listening to this, you gotta admit that this is some Virgo-ish. Like, I had 6 shows in 6 days out of nowhere. Every show has a title that has meaning that is related to a song or a lyric in a song. If that ain't some Virgo's groove, I don't know what is, right? But, you know, shout out to Beyonce, one of the best Virgos to ever do it. Happens to be born the same day as me, 9/4/81. Yes, 2 stars were born on that day. And when she came out with Virgo's Groove, baby, I was too hype. I played that song over and over again, specifically for this part right here. We ain't got time like we used to, but we still shine like we used to, and we still grind like we used to, and we cut ties when we need to. If that don't explain a Virgo, baby, we could have ended the song. We could have kept repeating that, like, wanna. We could have kept repeating that the entire time on the song, because those lyrics literally define every Virgo that I know. When we ain't got time, we ain't got time. And we always going to shine, because you know the Virgos always show off, especially in during Virgo season. We are the one with the big celebrations and the themes, and everybody falls in line because, you know, everybody loves a Virgo, most people. And we still grind like we used to. One of the hardest working signs you ever... Listen, look at all of the people that you know that are Virgos. Beyonce, Michael Jackson, Nas, Kobe Bryant, Idris Elba, Ayala. All hardworking ass people. All celebrities. You know what I'm saying? And we cut ties when we need to. Oh, baby. Yes, we will. And you won't even know that we did it. I tell people all the time, I ain't really big on cutting people off. I transition people to a level that I'm comfortable with people being on. That's how I operate. That's my Virgo one. You know what I'm saying? And I always tell people, like, the thing about Virgos is this. We will forgive, but it will never be the same. I don't care if it was at 100% and we forgave, you will be at 95.5, right? We know you at 95.5. We know you'll never be at 100 again, right? You may not know, because we're being a little slightly different, but you probably won't know. I don't know. And every last Virgo I know is this way. Which brings me to why people hate Virgos. People hate Virgos because we're one of the best people to be around, as long as you're doing us right. Start doing a Virgo wrong and you don't want to be around that Virgo. Listen, start doing a Virgo wrong and you don't want to be around that Virgo. I'm telling you. Listen, every time somebody has these drawn out, oh, I never would date a Virgo again, get to the bottom of the story. And 9 times out of 10, that person did something to that Virgo at some point, and that Virgo back, and it was a problem. Or they did something to that Virgo and it was done, and in no way, shape, or form are they ever able to get them back or get communication with them or anything, right? I'm telling you, I have done the research. Almost every single, and right now, speaking specifically in romantic relationships, almost every single time when there's somebody that's like, oh, I ain't never dealing with a Virgo again, they are this, they are that, it's usually at the bottom of that, that person did something to their Virgo. And they didn't expect the reaction, or they didn't expect that 100% went down to like 75 and they wanted it to stay at 100. But that's just not how we operate. That's not our groove. That's not a Virgo's groove. Virgos are also very nonchalant, but also sensitive as well. I know, it's a weird combination. Nonchalant as in We don't really be caring about a whole lot of stuff that people be caring about, you know. But then we care about stuff that people think we should not care about. You know, it's like, well, why did you say that was blue? That's not blue. It's purple. No, you just don't understand how I feel. You don't understand that I see purple. It doesn't matter that you see blue. I see purple. Yeah, that's Virgos. But you gotta love us. You gotta love us. You know what I mean? Everybody loves us. Every Virgo I know has a bunch of friends. Their family depends on them. They're like, you know, pretty much the one that when that person comes around, it's like, what's she going to have on? Or what's she doing now? Or what's she coming up with? You know, let me tell you, baby, you have a theme party. Virgos is going to, if you ain't going to do it, do it. Don't do it. You know, I went to a 90s, well, hip hop. 45th birthday. 45 years of hip-hop, that's what it was. And, you know, said come as dressed as something from hip-hop, right? So I said, all right, I'm going to be around the way, girl. I'm going to get my 2-pair bamboo earrings. I already got braids in. I got some cut-up jeans. I said, but you know what? I'm going to get me a t-shirt. And I said, what do I want the t-shirt to say? So I go on Amazon, I see the t-shirt, and it had the names Lisa, Pamela, Angela, Renee, right? I said, I can get somebody to make me that shirt and put my name at the end. So that's what I did. Shout out to Juggy Dennis on Instagram. Made me the shirt. It had Taya at the end. And I said, I'm a runaway girl. And, you know, he left me off the first time, but I added myself. That's some Virgo wish. And, you know, it's the people that's like, oh, you always got to be extra. Virgos are extra. Stop trying to disturb our groove. This is what we do. You've been around Virgos long enough to know what we do, right? I'm at the point in life where I ain't explaining to anybody about my Virgoing no more. When I'm Virgoing, that's just what I'm doing, you know? And, yeah, that part. But, like I said, back to the book and the podcast, all of this. All of this is some Virgo groove. Every bit of it. Everything is connected. Everything has meaning. You know, the transparency, all the stuff that I have held in that I haven't told people from the book to now, to this tea. I haven't really shared that tea publicly, especially about the dozen red roses. Nah, I haven't. That's some Virgo is. Virgos hold on to stuff, right? For example, I see that Beyonce has announced that she has had psoriasis, right? And people are like, oh, she's just trying to be connected. Nah, I mean, I don't know for sure. I'm not going to say 100%. I'm not going to try to sound like a Beyonce stan. But I'm making the point of that a lot of Virgos, myself included, hide ailments. People don't even know that you're suffering from anything until it gets bad and then you want to say something about it. Look at Michael Jackson. How many people knew that he had insomnia until you heard he died from overdosing on that medication that they give you when you get anesthesia that helps you go to sleep? He took too much of it. That's when you found out that Michael Jackson had insomnia. So, you know, I say that to say Virgos are very private and usually don't share things until they want to. I mean, I talked about my surgery, you know, on Dreams and Nightmares episode. Listen, it was very few people that even knew I was having that surgery. It was very few people that knew how broken I was after the fact mentally. Because, you know, I always try to present like, nah, you know, I'm cool, you know, whatever, whatever, right? And then it's to my own demise. But that's part of being a Virgo. You don't always share everything with everybody, or you do it in your time or whatever the case may be. And people don't like it. People will take it personally. Also, like if I'm going through something mentally, I break away. You might not hear from me for a while. I also am the type that, now I'm talking about me specifically. I can't speak for every Virgo, but I do know a lot that are like this. Now I'm talking about me, my group, right? I also am the type that if I share something with somebody and that person doesn't respond or proves that that person doesn't understand at all where I'm coming from, even though I'm making it known, that will probably be the last time I share something like that with that person. Because it takes a lot for Virgo to share anything. That's why it was like so hard for me to write your first cappuccino sugar, because I was Googling, like, has a Virgo ever came out with a book? Because this is ridiculous. I'm literally rewriting this. No, I can't say it this way because people not going to understand. That's why we go back to, I don't make music for the critics no more. Cup three. I don't. Because my Virgo self will rewrite stuff 85 times, worrying about those, what those people, how those people in my head are going to take what I'm putting out. And I can't do that. I can't do that. But yeah, I mean, I definitely, you know, have times where I just keep to myself. Like, it's nothing wrong. It's just that, you know, I don't feel like interaction. I don't feel like having to explain myself. I don't feel like having to explain how I think or why I'm doing something or why I feel a certain way, why I'm setting boundaries. You know what I mean? Imagine somebody stops speaking to you. We're not going to go into that in detail. But imagine somebody stops speaking to you because you asked them not to say a certain thing to you that was bothering you that this person kept saying. And instead of that person saying, hey, I'm not going to say that to no more, and you be able to move forward, no, this person decides, oh, no, I ain't going to talk to you no more, right? And it bothered me because it's somebody very close to me, blood, and it literally did what the therapist did. So now it's like, damn, am I not allowed to set boundaries with people? Am I not allowed to say, hey, you know, I don't feel like I had a quality session with you. Next time, I would prefer if you reschedule. Hey, I don't like when you say the specific thing to me that you keep saying. I would like for you not to say it anymore. And then you stop talking to me. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? I'm so strong in my mental now. This is the Virgo coming out. I'ma stand on it. I don't like it. I need to speak up on it. That I'm not holding to myself, right? Lastly, right? There's a reason why I understand a lot of Virgos, such as, quickly, Kobe Bryant, right? A lot of people thought he was a jerk. He didn't spend time with his kids. He didn't have any friends off the court. And then when he died, we found out all of that wasn't true. So many people had stories of things he had said and done for them. So there were so many stories of him taking a helicopter just so he could take his kids home in a carpool every day, right? Those are things we didn't know while he was alive. I feel like that often. Because like I said, Virgos are private. Virgos don't show everything. Virgos show what they want. Kobe always showed you that he cared about basketball. It was basketball, basketball, basketball. So people felt like that's all he cared about. That's what people do with Virgos. They put us in a box. You go with Beyonce doing a country music album, right? Here it is. She's had a country song before. People are like, oh, now all of a sudden she want to do country. Nah. She's a Virgo. We are never going to be put in a box. We're always going to try to do different things, right? Let's talk about Jada Pinkett. Everybody hates Jada Pinkett. Everybody doesn't understand Jada Pinkett's relationship with Tupac, right? Because y'all don't understand Virgos. I have a friend who left this earth 18 years ago, right? That is my Tupac. Never no romantic relationship, nothing, right? And since he died, have never been the same. Every anniversary, R.I.P. Every birthday, R.I.P. Some days when things are going on, I'm like, dag, I wish he was here. So I think a lot of people don't understand that because they haven't experienced. So now she looks like the bad person. I also understand her in the sense of she kept quiet all these years about not liking the idea of her marriage. And then she wanted to become transparent. AKA, a fresh cappuccino sugar is nothing but worthy written by a married woman. Married famous woman. The Red Table Talk ain't nothing but just the messenger. People came to the table to heal. The title itself is some Virgo-ish, right? And I get it. Everybody don't like her because they don't understand the way that she do things. And I don't be trying to defend her, but I can relate to a lot that she says. Even with Nas with Ether, he was quiet. He let Jay say this. He let Jay say that. He let everybody say this. And then he got him one good time with that Ether. So I'm just saying, Virgos, like a lot of us have a lot of things similar. Joe Budden be chilling, nonchalant, could kill you with the calmest voice, but don't make him mad because then he going off. And that is Virgo in a nutshell. That is our groove. We are misunderstood. Everybody. It's so many people like, oh, I don't like that person, whatever. Why? Because we're nonchalant. Because we don't always share everything, which makes people say, oh, they're being sneaky. You know what I'm saying? And we see things the way that we see things. And we are extra a lot, right? But like I said, for me, I am a Virgo every sense of the word. And this podcast, my book, my self-kids, bae, everything proves that. Because that's what Virgos do. There's always a theme. There's always a connection. There's always extraness. There's always some feelings that surface whenever we decide we want those feelings to surface. And we definitely cut ties with people who for too long misunderstand us. Because I know for me, I get tired of having to explain to people who I am, why I did this, why I said this, why I feel this way. And that's why I don't do it anymore. Now I'm just saying, okay. I'm just saying, okay. Right? So, you know, this was cup five, not too long, because, you know, I mean, I'm a Virgo, but, you know, there's only so much I can say about Virgo. Y'all get the point. Y'all got the gist of the Virgo's groove. All right, so tomorrow is cup six, and that is titled Closure. And that I'm going to have a special guest on, and that is going to tie all of these cups together. So stay tuned tomorrow for cup six, Closure. Follow me on Instagram, JUSTTYABRANDLLC. Peace.